Education and Training Quality Authority, Kingdom of Bahrain, National Examinations. Grade 12, English Language Listening Test. You have two papers, the question paper and the answer sheet. Do not open the question paper until you are told to do so. Now you will hear the instructions for the listening test. There are two parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. At the beginning of each recording, you will hear this sound. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. When you have completed all parts of the listening test, you will have 5 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. You must not speak during the test. Open your question paper now. The test is about to begin. Grade 12 Listening Test 2026. Part 1. Questions 1 to 8. You will hear a series of four short extracts. For each extract, there are two questions. Circle the correct letter, A, B, or C. Before we start, here is an example.
I won country's best musician. It's like a dream. It takes me back to when I was a boy. I never had brothers or sisters, so I was always with other kids playing musical instruments. I wanted to be like the other kids, easily performing in front of everyone and join them. But because I was a kid who never wanted anyone to laugh at me, I could only watch. When I was 9, my father bought me a keyboard for my birthday. I played it daily. My music teacher was my guide. I really looked up to him and he showed me how to be creative with my music. And I must thank my best friend for making me enter the show. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here.
The speaker was a shy child, so there is a circle around the letter C. The speaker's teacher inspired him to develop his talent, so there is a circle around the letter B. You now have 1 minute to look at questions 1 to 8. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Extract 1.
Hi, Fatima. It's your busy friend Mary here. I'm sorry. Look, I'm afraid I won't be able to go to the cinema with you tomorrow. Something has come up. Remember last time I was babysitting my naughty little sister? Now, because Mum's busy, she needs me to do the shopping. And last week we were busy with family guests. Mum's relatives from Dubai. Great people, and always laughing. I'm so sorry this happened. I know. Tell you what, why don't we go on another day? I think Wednesday would be good. Oh, but hang on. I've got that extra exam. I know. If it's all right with you, I can easily cancel my Tuesday music class. Of course, Friday, which should be free, is out, as you know, for family commitments. Wow, my life is so busy. Please call me back when you're free.
Now listen again.
Hi, Fatima. It's your busy friend Mary here. I'm sorry. Look, I'm afraid I won't be able to go to the cinema with you tomorrow. Something has come up. Remember last time I was babysitting my naughty little sister? Now, because Mum's busy, she needs me to do the shopping. And last week we were busy with family guests. Mum's relatives from Dubai. Great people, and always laughing. I'm so sorry this happened. I know. Tell you what, why don't we go on another day? I think Wednesday would be good. Oh, but hang on, I've got that extra exam. I know. If it's all right with you, I can easily cancel my Tuesday music class. Of course, Friday, which should be free, is out, as you know, for family commitments. Wow, my life is so busy. Please call me back when you're free.
Extract 2.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this meeting for our new competition. It's so nice to see so many faces from our last essay competition here. So some of you think you can write poetry too. Let me tell you, it's much harder than the one we had for spelling. Before I go through the rules of the competition, let's sort out who can actually take part. Now, I'm afraid not all of you are in the right place for this. There is a strict age condition which we must stick to. Over 16s are invited to take part in a different competition in the library. If you're 16, please stay here so you can register. And if you're under 16, your competition will be held next semester. It will be well worth waiting for. There are excellent prizes.
Now listen again.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this meeting for our new competition. It's so nice to see so many faces from our last essay competition here. So some of you think you can write poetry too. Let me tell you, it's much harder than the one we had for spelling. Before I go through the rules of the competition, let's sort out who can actually take part. Now, I'm afraid not all of you are in the right place for this. There is a strict age condition which we must stick to. Over 16s are invited to take part in a different competition in the library. If you're 16, please stay here so you can register. And if you're under 16, your competition will be held next semester. It will be well worth waiting for. There are excellent prizes.
Extract 3.
Okay, now please, everybody, listen carefully. This information is relevant to every one of you and will make you very happy. You all know that the semester was due to end on the 10th of this month, but due to a recent change, it will now be earlier on the 9th. So, any of you who still have library books, make sure you hand them in on the 8th. This, of course, is because the last day of the semester will be too late. Pay attention, please. There's more information. There will be only one activity available this holiday, I'm afraid. The art lessons are off for the whole time while we decorate the studio. The school conductor is not available for opera practice. However, drama will continue, but will be held in the gym instead of the school hall.
Now listen again.
Okay, now please, everybody, listen carefully. This information is relevant to every one of you and will make you very happy. You all know that the semester was due to end on the 10th of this month, but due to a recent change, it will now be earlier, on the 9th. So, any of you who still have library books, make sure you hand them in on the 8th. This, of course, is because the last day of the semester will be too late. Pay attention, please. There's more information. There will be only one activity available this holiday, I'm afraid. The art lessons are off for the whole time while we decorate the studio. The school conductor is not available for opera practice. However, drama will continue, but will be held in the gym instead of the school hall.
Extract 4.
Yes, that's a difficult question, sis. What present should we get for Mum's birthday? I know we usually get her a nature painting to decorate the house. However, I think it would be a nice surprise for her to receive a pretty vase. Or maybe a silver bracelet to match the ring that Dad gave her last year. Yeah, that's what we'll get. While I'm shopping for her gift, I'll pop into the bookstore and get her a book. I suppose it will have to be a romantic novel, like the ones she usually enjoys. She couldn't stand that science fiction one she's just read. I know she's tried biographies, but she wasn't so enthusiastic about the one on Ibn Battuta. No, I've made up my mind. Let's stick to what works every time. I know she'll like that.
Now listen again.
Yes, that's a difficult question, sis. What present should we get for Mum's birthday? I know we usually get her a nature painting to decorate the house. However, I think it would be a nice surprise for her to receive a pretty vase. Or maybe a silver bracelet to match the ring that Dad gave her last year. Yeah, that's what we'll get. While I'm shopping for her gift, I'll pop into the bookstore and get her a book. I suppose it will have to be a romantic novel, like the ones she usually enjoys. She couldn't stand that science fiction one she's just read. I know she's tried biographies, but she wasn't so enthusiastic about the one on Ibn Battuta. No, I've made up my mind. Let's stick to what works every time. I know she'll like that.
Now turn to part 2. Part 2. Questions 9 to 14. You will hear part of a radio interview with the author Oscar Robbins. Circle the correct letter A, B, or C. Before we start, here is an example.
Hello! Welcome once again to Surprising Lives, where we bring you yet another story of a poor person becoming rich. An extraordinary achievement. Today's guest wanted a job on his father's boat at an early age. However, a childhood injury prevented him from going to sea. After a hopeless search for work in many factories, he was desperate. Eventually, he found a job selling fish in the market. But it all changed. That's why he's here now. Welcome, Oscar Robbins.
When Oscar Robbins was young, he worked as a fishmonger. So there is a circle around the letter C. You have 1 minute to look at questions 9 to 14. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hello! Welcome once again to Surprising Lives, where we bring you yet another story of a poor person becoming rich. An extraordinary achievement. Today's guest wanted a job on his father's boat at an early age. However, a childhood injury prevented him from going to sea. After a hopeless search for work in many factories, he was desperate. Eventually, he found a job selling fish in the market. But it all changed. That's why he's here now. Welcome, Oscar Robbins.
Thank you very much, Maya. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Oscar, you are now a wealthy and well-known author. Is there something that suddenly changed in your past to make this happen?
Well, people have told me that it was the brilliant plot I put in my third book that brought my success. To be honest, it was finding an interested publisher at the time that made this happen. All the effort I had put into my first two unpublished books had been a waste of time.
Your books have caught the imagination of kids all over the world. Tell us, how do you get kids to believe your books?
Talking cats and dogs are to be found everywhere in children's books and films. I use this technique sometimes. Another thing I do is have a teapot dancing with a cup or saucer, like in Disney films. Some believe it and others think it's silly. However, for me, the real difference comes when a taxi and a bus are thinking for themselves. That's the secret. Children love to imagine.
And now you're a star. How do you cope with being so well known?
Good question. I try to keep myself very private, but it's hard. Journalists always find me, even though I change my address 3 or 4 times a year. One thing I've tried is to call myself Big John or Super Simon. Funny how that really doesn't fool anybody. You're not going to believe this, but when I wear a false beard and a moustache, it works very well.
One of our listeners wants to know when you earned your first $1 million. Can you tell us?
Sure. My first book, Cool and Crazy, was published in 2016. And I was very happy to receive a large dollar payment. I suppose it would have to be 2018 when I achieved the magic number. It could have been earlier in 2017, but it was my publisher who got millions in sales, and not much of that was my share.
And you now have a second job to add to your writing?
Yes. Because of my books, my publisher wanted me to be the company's sales representative to promote all books as well as my own. That would have been great, but my post as children's ambassador to education takes up so much of my time. And amazingly, I've been offered the dream job of film director for my book Sugar Shampoo. But that'll have to wait.
What advice do you have for those who wish to become best-selling authors?
I'd like to say to them, just write your stories and success will come. But it's not that easy. Real creativity and catching the imagination are not the only keys to a great story. Even with that, if it just stays as words on a page that are never read, nobody knows about it. You have to get your stories published, and that will turn your ideas to gold.
Now listen again.
Hello! Welcome once again to Surprising Lives, where we bring you yet another story of a poor person becoming rich. An extraordinary achievement. Today's guest wanted a job on his father's boat at an early age. However, a childhood injury prevented him from going to sea. After a hopeless search for work in many factories, he was desperate. Eventually, he found a job selling fish in the market. But it all changed. That's why he's here now. Welcome, Oscar Robbins.
Thank you very much, Maya. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Oscar, you are now a wealthy and well-known author.
Is there something that suddenly changed in your past to make this happen?
Well, people have told me that it was the brilliant plot I put in my third book that brought my success. To be honest, it was finding an interested publisher at the time that made this happen. All the effort I had put into my first two unpublished books had been a waste of time.
Your books have caught the imagination of kids all over the world. Tell us, how do you get kids to believe your books?
Talking cats and dogs are to be found everywhere in children's books and films. I use this technique sometimes. Another thing I do is have a teapot dancing with a cup or saucer, like in Disney films. Some believe it and others think it's silly. However, for me, the real difference comes when a taxi and a bus are thinking for themselves. That's the secret. Children love to imagine.
And now you're a star. How do you cope with being so well known?
Good question. I try to keep myself very private, but it's hard. Journalists always find me, even though I change my address 3 or 4 times a year. One thing I've tried is to call myself Big John or Super Simon. Funny how that really doesn't fool anybody. You're not going to believe this, but when I wear a false beard and a moustache, it works very well.
One of our listeners wants to know when you earned your first $1 million. Can you tell us?
Sure. My first book, Cool and Crazy, was published in 2016, and I was very happy to receive a large dollar payment. I suppose it would have to be 2018 when I achieved the magic number. It could have been earlier in 2017, but it was my publisher who got millions in sales, and not much of that was my share.
And you now have a second job to add to your writing?
Yes. Because of my books, my publisher wanted me to be the company's sales representative to promote all books as well as my own. That would have been great, but my post as children's ambassador to education takes up so much of my time. And amazingly, I've been offered the dream job of film director for my book Sugar Shampoo, but that'll have to wait.
What advice do you have for those who wish to become best-selling authors?
I'd like to say to them, just write your stories and success will come. But it's not that easy. Real creativity and catching the imagination are not the only keys to a great story. Even with that, if it just stays as words on a page that are never read, nobody knows about it. You have to get your stories published, and that will turn your ideas to gold.
We have now come to the end of the test. You now have 5 minutes to look over your answers and copy them onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. You will be reminded when there is 1 minute left. You now have 1 minute left. That is the end of the listening test.